Have you heard? Sling TV offers the news you love for less.
Hey, wait. You look and sound just like me. I am you. I'm the same news programs on Sling TV for less.
You mean you're me, but for less money.
A lot less. I'm all the favorite news programs and more on Sling TV starting at just $40 a month.
Everything great about me, but for less money?
Which makes me greater, don't you think? Get the news you love and more for less.
Start saving today. Visit sling.com to see your offer. Sling.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Welcome into another special edition of On Texas Football. On Texas Football is on the road in DFW earlier this week, and on Wednesday had a chance to talk at length with DeCorian Moore, the five-star receiver out of Duncanville High. I was up there for the spring game. That got canceled due to tornado warnings and bad weather on Wednesday night. But I wanted to bring this interview to Texas fans. Hey, and if there's any Ohio State or Oregon fans as well, so they could get to know DeCorian Moore. Here's what we know about DeCorian Moore. 71 catches for 1,523 yards, or 1,518 yards and 23 touchdowns as a junior. 130 receptions for almost 2,700 yards and over 35 touchdowns in 3 years of varsity football. Yeah, he started as a freshman at Duncanville High for part of the season in 6A football. Hard to do at Duncanville High, especially at the wide receiver and skill position. And then there's the DeCorian Moore that people know on the track. Qualified for the state meet this spring in four events, narrowly missed in the 100, else it would have been all five events possible. So people know that DeCorian Moore. But I wanted to give you guys a chance to get to know DeCorian Moore, the person, as well as the football player, not what you see on huddle tapes or on highlight tapes. I hope you guys enjoy this. Spent about 15 minutes with DeCorian Moore on Wednesday. Maybe the top receiver prospect in the country. In my mind, he is one of the top 10 prospects overall in the country. Enjoy this interview with DeCorian Moore.
Have you heard? Sling TV offers the news you love for less.
Hey, wait. You look and sound just like me. I am you. I'm the same news programs on Sling TV for less.
You mean you're me, but for less money.
A lot less. I'm all the favorite news programs and more on Sling TV starting at just $40 a month.
Everything great about me, but for less money?
Which makes me greater, don't you think? Get the news you love and more for less.
Start saving today. Visit sling.com to see your offer. Sling.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Jerry Hamilton on Texas Football here at Duncanville High today with the best receiver in America, DeCorian Moore,
yes,
getting ready for the spring game, weather permitting. DeCorian, I'm just going to throw some stats at you. 71 catches for 1,518 yards and 23 touchdowns last year. 130 catches for almost 2,700 yards in 3 years. Played on varsity as a freshman at Duncanville High School. Qualified for four events at the state track meet last year, or this spring. When I say those things, how do you react to that?
Honestly, the way I react now is like, it's expected, so it's not really too much of a surprise for me. You know, I've been playing at a high level, you know, since I started high school, so it's really expected, but at the end of the day, I'm still proud and blessed to be where I am.
Well, one of the things I think about when I watch you tape, I've been through here when you were younger, right, and watch you track me. Did you have goals coming into high school? Where are you at with your goals?
I did have goals, actually. I think one of them goals I've achieved already, which was me breaking the high school record at our school for receiving yards. The coach that I have right now, my receiver coach, he held that record. So, you know, he was pushing me to the limit because even though he got the record, he still wanted me to break it. You know, seeing the dynamic and the competitive player that I am. But I had a lot of goals and stuff that I wanted to reach, but now I would just say I'm having fun with it, you know, seeing what high school really is.
Do you go back every season and kind of watch your games and like some stuff? Where do you think you've improved the most? Because you're super freak athletic, so we'll put that on the side. But where have you improved the most as a wide receiver?
I would just say my comfortability, you know, just out there playing. At first, I was focusing on a lot of things that I didn't want to do wrong, you know, just so I could stay and improve my spot. You know, I still got that standard, you know, that I need to go out here and put on film and you know, do good and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I'm more comfortable because I know what I can do. You know, I didn't got up to that level to where I'm the target now, so where people want to bring me down. So I just play, you know, to my standard.
Is there anything specifically you're working on this spring or this summer headed into your senior year? It could be anything from route running. It could be getting stronger. Any aspects you're really working on right now?
Coming off a track, you know, I done lost a lot of weight.
How much did you lose?
10 pounds.
6 pounds, okay.
Yes. But, you know, coming out of track, I haven't been lifting that much. So I'm definitely trying to get back in the weight room and get my muscle back and just getting stronger in general. Me being stronger this year, I feel like it's going to help me a real lot, you know, get me more comfortable with my weight. So going into college, I'll be more prepared for it.
What does it mean to you that you helped bring the state championships here for Coach Sam?
It means a lot.
Because he's been close a lot. I know you know the history. He's been close a lot. I was at some of those games. What does it mean to you to be part of that?
It means a lot to me because, like you said, he'd have been a part of a lot of great teams. And just knowing that I'm a part of one of, if not the best team that he didn't have, it mean a lot to me. I'm trying to bring him one more.
So you guys knew you were really good, and you guys knew y'all were really fast. Did it surprise you in the state championship game how much faster y'all were than North Shore on the field?
It didn't surprise me, you know, because obviously we watched film on them. It didn't surprise me too much, but just like seeing it, you know, in real life, in person, it was wonderful to just uphold.
Yeah, yeah. And all right, so let's talk about this a little bit. If we turned on the huddle tape and we watched your highlights, what does DeCorian Moore do really well? So I'll tell you what I think.
Okay.
Elite quickness and acceleration. Your top end is elite. That's what makes you what you are. But you also have long speed to go with it. But you also can change direction, right? But in your eyes, what do you do well if we turn on the huddle?
In my eyes, I would say going from...
Have you heard? Sling TV offers the news you love for less.
Hey, wait. You look and sound just like me. I am you. I'm the same news programs on Sling TV for less.
You mean you're me, but for less money.
A lot less. I'm all the favorite news programs and more on Sling TV starting at just $40 a month.
Everything great about me, but for less money?
Which makes me greater, don't you think? Get the news you love and more for less.
Start saving today. Visit Sling.com to see your offer. Sling.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
0 to 100 and 100 to zero.
The ability to decelerate.
Yes. In and out of cuts.
Yeah.
I don't think you see too many wide receivers that are able to go from full speed and just drop their weight and just sink and get in and out of cuts the way I do. I've been working on that since before I entered high school. So I wouldn't say I perfected it, but I do that very well. Another thing is my hand-to-hand combat with a defender. Mid play, even though I'm not looking at you, I'm watching the ball, I still like know a defensive mindset. You know, I play DB, I play safety, play corner, all of that. So I know what a DB would think, and I know what to do before he does that, and I know how to forbid him from doing what he does. You know?
Yeah. Now, who do you study? Anybody in the NFL that you've studied as a wide receiver? You say, okay, I see some similarities myself there. I study him. Is there anybody?
When I was younger. Well, not too much younger. Coming into high school, I used to watch a lot of Odell Beckham. If y'all don't know, that is my favorite receiver.
Yeah. You told me this 2 years ago when I was there. I remember that conversation.
I used to watch him a lot. You know, I just like his flashiness, how he carry himself on the field, his swag and all of that. But now I would say I watch a little bit of everyone. You know, I like to take little things from every receiver. Every receiver got their flukes and stuff like that. So I take, you know, little things from everybody and I put it together to where it makes me my own person.
So if I had asked you this, what makes someone a great wide receiver, what would you say? What are the keys?
Their mindset. That's the main thing of everything. As a wide receiver, you have to stay in the film room. You have to make sure you're out there grinding, stay in the weight room. It's just like little things that you need. And every wide receiver don't have the same things. Every wide receiver lacks little things that another wide receiver could be best at. So that's what makes a receiver different.
What is going to be the biggest – is your ultimate goal playing the NFL?
Yes.
What's going to be the biggest obstacle and the biggest keys to maximizing your talent and get there?
Biggest obstacles, I don't know, because, you know, obviously I haven't been on the next level or the level after that.
That adversity that you have to fight through,
I fought adversity already, but, you know, it's not the ultimate adversity because I'm not on the highest level yet.
Right.
What was your other question?
What do you think the keys to making it and maximizing your talent are for you?
Just staying disciplined, trusting the coaches and the process and just the path that I'm going to take after making that ultimate decision. And stay locked in, good grades, get my degree, you know, everything that I've been raised to do.
So everybody always asks you football questions and recruiting questions. But we're going to ask you about just your thoughts on those schools that you're going to visit. But academically, do you know what you want to study? Do you know what you want to major in? What are your interests for people that don't that only know DeCorian on the football field?
I have some interests, you know, in my major. I'm thinking of, you know, changing around, you know, just looking at other majors. But right now I'm thinking, you know, sports management or business management.
Yeah.
I didn't heard a lot more. So when I learn that, I'm going to get back to you on that.
Yeah.
But outside of football, you know, thinking about being a trainer or a coach, not too much of anything else.
Yeah.
You know, I like to keep my mindset around football.
Right.
Sports is where I live. That's where I grew up. It just brings joy to me because, you know, I'm a competitor. So,
What was your favorite sport growing up?
Have you heard? Sling TV offers the news you love for less.
Hey, wait. You look and sound just like me. I am you. I'm the same news programs on Sling TV for less.
You mean you're me, but for less money.
A lot less. I'm all the favorite news programs and more on Sling TV starting at just $40 a month.
Everything great about me, but for less money?
Which makes me greater, don't you think? Get the news you love and more for less.
Start saving today. Visit Sling.com to see your offer. Sling.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Because I don't know this answer. I'm interested to hear this.
It's out of football and track. I can't really put my finger on it.
So you didn't grow up playing basketball or anything and then transition?
Nah, I did play basketball.
Okay. But that wasn't the one.
No.
Okay.
I realized I was a football track athlete. Not happening.
What? How old were you when you first started watching college football? Do you remember?
No.
No?
Nah, I do not.
NFL?
It was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I've been watching, like I said, Odell Beckham is my favorite football player, so while he was in college.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'd have to go back and see how old you were. Mom may know how old you were.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Okay, so let's talk about the three schools you're officially visiting. Ohio State, May 31st, June 2nd. Your thoughts on Ohio State headed in that official visit?
I really like their program. You know, they're very competitive. Going in, the first thing that I noticed is how competitive they are on the field. I would say it's similar to a well-organized machine. Like, they all look like just one. The brotherhood, they all have the same mindset. They know their ultimate goal. the coaches, everyone out there pushing hard. You know, as a receiver, one thing I want to see, one-on-ones. I was looking at one-on-ones. I just seen nothing but competitiveness. Everybody going at it with each other. Not too much talking, but, you know, as an athlete, they're going to talk and stuff like that. But everybody focusing on just getting better and stuff like that. Outside of that, I seen how well they connect each other with just people on campus and outside of campus and just the relationships that you can bring just from being in Ohio State culture. So I really like that, and I'm eager to see how my official visits go with them.
And then Texas, June 14th through 16th, your thoughts on Texas headed in that visit?
It's just been well-rounded and close to home since I was little. Been going down and back, just visiting family, not even visiting Texas since I was real little. All of my family want me to go there, so, you know, they pushing hard for it. But I'm definitely keeping them in that circle because...
What did you see from them this year that impressed you on the field when you watched Texas?
How far they made it, to be honest. No one really expected them to make it that far. But I was always keeping my eye on them, being that I felt like they was going to be in that decision when it came down to the end.
And then Oregon, June 21st through 23rd. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Coach Samples is now at Oregon, right? So there's a connection there. Your thoughts on Oregon headed into that visit?
I really like the relationships that I have built down there. Since I first started the recruitment with them, they've been very welcoming, and they've shown a ton of love to me and my family. I feel like when it all comes down to it, I know for a fact that Oregon is going to have me taken care of, and they're going to do anything they can to get me.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, how tough will it be for you, man? You've been nationally recruited for longer than most guys. How tough will it be for you, and when do you want to make that decision?
Right now, it's going to be tough because, you know, all three different schools, you know, they have their differences, but at the end of the day, they still close when it comes down to that decision. So it's going to be real tough. Making the decision, I will say maybe before the season.
Yeah.
Not too early, though. I will say after summer.
Okay. All right. That's De'Cory Moore, five-star receiver, number one ranked receiver in the country at Duncanville. Thank you very much for joining On Texas Football today.
Thank you, too.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.